somebody wants on the agenda to, for a resolution, can certainly ask Mr. Ross to put it on there, we can move forward, so.
Okay.
Everybody okay with that? Okay.
Thank you. It was good.
Thank everybody. Thank everybody. And I would envision this will be a long process. I would envision it will, we'll do something yay or nay within 2 weeks or something. Mr. Ross, you're still up.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. Seeing Mr. Schaefer has walked out of the room. Why don't we skip to administrator's report because it's his appointment that's going to the Board of Assessment.
Sure.
So the county administrator's report for January 26, 2021, item one. The Sussex County is pleased to announce that Caroling on the Circle campaign wrapped up at the end of December, raising more than 15,000 food items for local pantries, a successful end tally given the challenge of the pandemic in 2020. While COVID-19 squelched this year's singing event on the Circle, the county moved forward with the food drive portion of the annual campaign. Thanks to businesses, county employees, civic groups, schools, and individual citizens reaching deep into their pockets and the back of their cupboards, the campaign collected more than $10,000 in cash and more than 5,300 food items to help stock shelves and more than a dozen local food pantries. Every dollar earned was turned into food items that will help feed needy families here in Sussex County well into 2021. We thank our generous donors for their support and we look forward to resuming Caroling on the Circle next holiday season. Item two, per the attached engineering department fact sheet, the estuary's phase 1D3A construction record received substantial completion effective January 8th. Bishop's Landing, formerly Dove Landing, phase 3A in West Lee, phase 2A construction record, both received substantial completion effective January 15th. Item three, the Delaware State Police year-to-date activity report for December 2020 is attached, listing the number of violent crime and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 189 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of December. And last, it's with sadness that we note the passing of County Pensioner Charles Clayville on Friday, January 15th. Mr. Clayville began his career with Sussex County in February 1978, where he worked in facilities management until April 2003. We'd like to extend our condolences to the Clayville family. Thank you, Mr. President. Moving back up the agenda, we do have an appointment consideration today for the Board of Assessment Review. This is an appointment for District 3, Mr. Schaefer, and I believe it's Mr. Schaefer's intentions to nominate Mr. Matt Mariner to the Board of Assessment Review. I have a motion for your consideration.
Read your motion.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council appoints Mr. Matt Mariner to the Sussex County Board of Assessment Review effective immediately for a term of 5 years or until February 2026.
Pleasure, Council. Mr. Schaefer.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried.
Thank you, sir.
I would like to say from the Council perspective, thank everybody that certainly participated, helped with the food and money during our Some kind of temporary carrying on the Circle. We didn't carol, but we had a thing on the Circle. But we all realize a lot of our friends out there, our neighbors out there need help this time. It's been tough on a lot of people. So those that stepped up and helped, thank you very, very much on behalf of Sussex County Council. Mr. Bryant, Airport Advisory Committee member appointments. Come on down, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of the County Council. What you have before you in your packet is a list of the 2021 committee appointments for the Delaware Coastal Airport Authority. For those of you, as a reminder, the committee is established by the County Council to advise and make recommendations to the airport manager and the County Council on policies and programs for the airport. The committee consists of 12 members appointed by the County Council. Each committee member serves a one-year term. Today's list includes 8 of those appointments. The remaining 4 is a representative from your body. The county administrator also serves on the committee, so does the county engineer, along with the director of economic development. essentially, these are reappointments of committee members who served the previous year and all have agreed to serve again.
You have a motion?
Motion seeking approval of the names of individuals for the 2021 committee appointments to the Delaware Coastal Airport Advisory Committee.
Pleasure, counsel.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Excellent. Thank you.
Mr. Medlars, come right on down. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. I read this wrong here. So there's a note here. You want Patrick Brown to go first?
Because of the are interrelated.
Sure. Okay, that's fine.
The fee will be the majority presented for the first one.
Step right on down here, Mr. Brown.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Morning, sir.
Good morning, council members. Patrick Brown, the Sussex County Engineering Department, here to provide an update on our work with the James Farm. The Center for Inland Bays has been a partner with the county for many years now, and as described in the packet, we have been working with them since approximately 2016 on a master plan, kicking off the first project a few years ago with the entrance improvements, parking lot. A few years back, we secured the 2019 ORPT grant with DENREC, that about half of which was used for design and permitting to update the master plan from where it was and to focus in on completing one implementation project, which was earmarked as a bathroom, a public bathroom there. And so today, since then, we've secured a 2020 ORPT grant, and we've advanced the construction documents of the bathroom project. Having worked with DENREC to review all these, the design and permitting, it came to light that the state of Delaware has an already solicited and available procurement means for prefabricated bathroom facilities. So the precast concrete structures you see oftentimes at parks and things. So their contract is competitively solicited, secured, and available to subdivisions of the state. Coincidentally, that was the recommendation of the architect involved that was selected in working on this. So one of the aspects of today's request is to move forward with use of the state contract and authorization of a PO to advance purchase of the prefabricated bathroom. What we need to do to site the bathroom is provide a stone pad and facility and utilities connections. So that's where we'll kind of connect into Mr. Medlar's request coming up next for the time and materials contract. We are looking at needing to provide a sewer service connection there, which includes a low pressure grinder pump and running that up to make connection in the main road where public sewer is available. And in addition, we'll be connecting up electricity and water service. So we have available in surplus used equipment inventory that we have. We do have an E1 grinder pump that we can readily provide as part of this project versus purchasing new equipment. We do have the time and materials contract available that we can utilize to install the equipment and make the connections. We discussed with DENREC the kind of competitive sourcing of the time and materials contract. They agreed based on the estimated amount of work, it would be ideal to go ahead and utilize the time and materials contract for the installation of this work. So Mr. Medlar will present in a moment the change order that would help us install the equipment that we have available, as well as perform the necessary electrical and plumbing improvements. The third sort of aspect here, which I have two motions for you. The third aspect is the donation, the actual donation of the equipment, as well as the set aside of the sewer connection charges, which essentially defers them to the future. So with that, I have like two motions to present, one for the use of the state contract and PO for the bathroom. I have a motion for the equipment donation and the set aside of the sewer connection charges, and then Mr. Medlars will present the change order for the work. So happy to answer any questions.
I do have a question, and I know you've got an answer for this. I know Mrs. Jennings does, but I'm a little confused here. I see this costs, if I read this right, $77,000. Is that the right?
Correct, yep.
And we've got $57,000 in this year's budget and $43,000 in next year's. Where's the $77,000 come from?
Sure. There's several. We have a 2019 grant that is approximately $160,000. We have the of which $77,000 was used for the engineering services. So we have about half of that left, which included contribution of county funds. The 2020 grant also had $100,000, which the $57,000 I believe is available currently, and the $43,000 is a good faith to put in. So between the three sources and the 50% match from Denver, the funding is available currently.
So it goes back like the 2019's budget as far as some of that.
Right. What it's saying, it's not all our money. Even we have to account for all of it,
sure.
But the money's coming from other sources. We're only spending what we have in our budget for the $57,000.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, we would receive reimbursement from Denver for 50%.
Any more questions to council?
I have a question.
Mr. President, can I follow up on yours?
One second. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Because it is important to note that in the memo reflects it, that these amounts you award, they count towards our match. And the match, of course, brings the other 50% from the state.
Right.
So that's the key thing when you do the math without the matches and thinking about the match, it doesn't add up because you're not seeing the 50% from the state flow.
Right. And we don't. This doesn't reflect like 2019's money or something. That's okay. Mrs. Green.
So is this property owned by the county and maintained by the county? So somebody in the county would maintain this?
So it is owned by Sussex County.
Okay.
We have an agreement with the Center for Inland Bays, and they handle the operation and maintenance of the facility. They run education programs there, take care of the property.
And they would clean it and it'd be on them to maintain that.
They are expecting to include in their annual operating budget, they will be responsible for the cleaning of the bathroom, utility, electric costs as they do now with the, they have a portage on site, which is through their own contracting and fee structure.
So they have in their budget to maintain that.
And the utility bills, you know, like they do, they cannot expect the county to pay their own utility bill. They will pay us the sewer service charge.
Okay.
Any more questions, council?
How's our friend George Cole doing with raising money for them?
he's raised money offline.
No, great.
I feel his presence. I think I'm sitting in his old chair here.
Well, you are. You are sitting there. Okay, hearing none, I guess you got a couple motions. One, I guess, is about to approve the state contract. Message. Okay.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineer Department that a standalone purchase order for CXT Concrete Buildings Incorporated as a part of contract C20-38 James Farm Master Plan Implementation Phase 2 be approved in a not to exceed $77,000 for manufacturing and delivery of a restroom facility in accordance with the State of Delaware contract for prefabricated buildings.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will just carry it. Next, sir.
Thank you. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that furnishing and utilizing surplus sewer equipment as a part of contract 20-38 James Farm Master Plan Implementation Phase 2 and the set aside of related sewer connection charges be approved as a betterment to county property.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yield. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. Medlars.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. We, that being Mr. Brown and I, collaborate on the ORPT and the James Farm, obviously. But he is the lead engineer, and so hence he was doing the presentation. Let me start with the general labor and equipment contract from how it's conceived and what it does and why it does what it does. And before I do that, I want to thank our new council members for the attendance on their tour, because I think it gives them a somewhat deeper understanding of the complexity of the maintenance and the upkeep on these facilities. And when you look at our assessments and our assets, I mean, the sewer assets are tremendous. I mean, they value in the millions and millions of dollars. And let me start with just, and I think you may have heard it, we have over 350 pump stations. And Commissioner Riley asked an excellent question earlier about how can you have a underlying loan exceed the life of the asset?
Just making sure that, you know,
that I was paying attention,
right? They weren't going to do that.
So, that, and when you look at this, when you see that we have 350 pump stations, and he and I know that these are not 50-year assets. The concrete in the ground is not even 50-year assets, because we're doing a lot of remediation work on deterioration of concrete wet wells. We would say that is, a from the mechanical side, a 15-year asset. From the structural side, a 25 to 30-year asset at best. So when you do the math on 350 units, you have to do a certain number per year in order to keep the asset in a condition that it can be serving the public to what we need. When I started this job as county engineer, in the traditional approach of design, permit, bid, build, we were doing about two of these pump station assets per year. If you do the quick math, they would have to last a lot longer than what they really do. So it was an impediment that we would have to kick this into gear. Right now, the target is that we would have to do about 12 of these assets a year in order to just meet the maximum life expectancy of the asset. So having said that, we had, at that point it was Mr. Wright and I, the then assistant county engineer, made an analysis, how can we deliver this in a more effective, time-effective, and still cost-effective manner? And the best way to do this is by having a competitive time and material contract, which allows us to secure competitive pricing for up to 3 years without escalation. So that's a key thing.
Can I jump in?
Anytime.
This is Riley.
I had a conversation with Gina, because if you look in your packet, there's the Sussex County change order request, and I was looking at the original contract sum was $5,170,000, and new contract is $810,000. And I'm like, holy smokes, you know, how do we miss by that much, you know? Because when you look on this, that's to the casual observer, it looks like we bid at one price and now we're adding escalations on there and we're almost 60% higher. And that's not the case at all. And so I was like asking Gina, you know, can you have Hans clarify this? Particularly you guys are, you know, coming in and this is all brand new, and like what was the genesis of this type of financing? Why we do it this way? Why does it make sense? And so, you know, I appreciate the fact that you're gonna clarify this for us, and you know, we'll all be clear on why we do this, why it makes sense for the county, and the best use of our money. Sorry.
No, I mean, this is really it's a good tee up of why council should question these things in the way you question it.
Well, the average person, you know, the public might download this and look at it and have the same kind of initial reaction, like, that doesn't look right, you know. But there is a logic behind it, and it does make sense, and it is responsible. And Lord, yours, sorry.
So the first leg of the three-leg stool is the asset management, to match what we can do to the asset management we need on an annual basis. The second leg is the emergency response, and that speaks directly to Commissioner Riley's comment. And that has to do with, when you do the budget, you never put money in a contract for for emergency responses. But just to give you an example, the damage to the high-pressure water main at the business park is exceeding $500,000. So that is right off the record, that is a major hit to us, which we are covering through insurance costs, but still, that had to be added to the contract by a change order. The Greenwood Library repair on the force main, that was pushing well over 300. Wow. The old landing force main repair, that was a couple hundred thousand. So when you look at this, these are, the emergencies always flow into this contract. These are always not awarded initially, but they're funded through contingencies. So it's not that we're spending unbudgeted monies, but we would not go into a contract with an extra million or $1.5 million for no other reason but to say, we may want to spend it on emergency projects. And the reason why we prefer, Ms. Jennings and I prefer to do it the opposite, is because it allows you to take the vote on the specific items. We always list the items we want to spend it on. The third leg is the budgeting. And that is the projects which flow into the contract every year are budgeted items you see in the budget presentation process. Any of these items which we, by the luck of the draw, are able to continue above and beyond the budgeted amount, and that is for capital items, which the ones which come out of the operations budget, they're very defined and very distinct. But if we're working on a big capital item, such as the Northern Effluent Loop on the Inland Bays, that is a multi-million-dollar capital item. We figure we may be able to get done $1.1 million. Now we are 2-3 months into that project. We have the crews available. There's potential to do more. That's noted as a continuation item. Very rarely do we bring new items into the contract. The exceptions are, there's two exceptions today. The one is the Inland Bays, the James Farm project, which is clearly lends itself to get this done, and that's a matching number. That's a number which is eligible for the ORPT. It's a small amount. But a bigger one, for example, is you approved the closeout of the Sandy Cove project. Now, that's ideal for our labor and equipment contract. And by the way, the competitive pricing, it's literally dozens and dozens and dozens of bid items for any imaginable labor category and any imaginable equipment category we use. And then there is a hard bid number for the markup. So, and we roll this all into a competitive analysis, because if somebody were to bid 15% on the subcontractor and lease markup, they would never get that bid. Generally speaking, on a design, build, bid project, there's 10% direct markup for overhead and profit and 15% for subs. These contracts routinely bid with markups less than 5%. You wouldn't get that in a standard bidding environment. So they're very interesting to companies because they provide a baseline of interest to them throughout the year. We have good response, and even what I really like to say, maybe as a close on this before we get into the detail of this request today, is because it says best value, because what's also analyzed is the response time. Because when we have a major emergency like the one in the business park, response time is key. So you will never see a company from New Jersey get this bid, because their response time would be unacceptable. It would kick them down on the point rating, and they would always be non-competitive. So in my years, I had several contracts in Kent. I had one in Milford while I was there, and this here, two awards here. These were all local companies, every time, in all these different awards. So it gives you a little bit of better perspective how these projects work. It's actually coming up again this year for a bid. And we always look at what was bid last year, what was bid the previous one. And so you get a pretty good idea of how the labor pricing and the equipment pricing changes over time. And we have seen little to no movement in our two bid advertisements here in Sussex. So when you get into the meat of today's request, and I gave you the history of obviously the previous contract. This one is a three-year. Three-year seems to lend itself better to our approach. I've seen them as high as 5 years and a minimum of 2 years, but I think we sort of landed on the three-year, and Ms. Jennings and I are pretty comfortable with the three-year. But if you look at the list we're looking for, we have more labor available to continue the Inland Bays Northern Loop. We have a project dear to our administrator's heart, the regrading on the Cannon Road. We do have drainage improvements we need to make there. I don't know whether anybody's been out there during the last two big rainfall events. It's pretty interesting to see how Cannon Road floods. Actually, we are working on some downstream right-of-way issues, which we will bring forward to you in the future. You had previously approved a piece of the Rehoboth project, which was pulled out because of the very difficult nature to actually design it. That was the site regrading. You remember there was an old landfill? The site regrading and the reconstruction of the site pavement and parking. And that was triggered in part because our Dewey Water Department now, by agreement with Rehoboth, resides in Rehoboth on their property. They needed new parking. That was all rolled into that. We have a continuation of it, so that will close it out. I said before, you authorized the road continuation. That's concrete repairs, road repairs, and paving for Sandy Cove. And the last one, obviously, is our emergencies. And I listed the ones we had to respond to. So when you add it up, that adds up to the request. Now, as Councilman Riley said, somebody watching this from the outside may not realize the keywords continuation A and B, emergency at the bottom. So having said that, so that constitutes the first dollar amount, and because of the eligibility for the match on the ORPT grant, we decided to pull out the second motion separately, so it's a standalone, clean, here's our contribution to the James Form project under the ORPT as our match. So that concludes the...
You have a motion, sir.
Yes. First motion up is for our project, and the second one would be for the ORPT. So they're broken down in this motion in two different perspectives. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change orders number 2, FY21, and 3, FY21, for contract number 1901, FY19 general labor and equipment be approved, increasing the contract amount by $960,000 and $25,000 respectively, for a new contract total of $8,255,000 even.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Council member comments. Council member comments. Anybody? Okay. Entertained a motion to go to executive sessions for pending litigation and land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Thank you, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will, yes. We're now in executive session for pending litigation and land acquisition. Downstairs, Mr. Lawson.
I was thinking we could stay here because we have attendees, but I see Mr. Hudson packing up vigorously, so I don't know if we want to go downstairs or stay here. It's up to you.
Well,
you call it. I don't care.
I would estimate we will be here 30 minutes or less.
Okay, that's fine.
Is it easier just to stay right here and go?
Sure, just stay right here. That'd
sure.
be good.
You sure?
Huh? Absolutely.
That'd be good.
Let's take a 3-minute break to make sure the IT is unhooked.